unspoilt wilderness, very few people and lots of animals, and some stunning glaciers. And one of the best ways to see them and the beauty of the Yukon is by plane. Calvin Gillings is from Kluane Glacier Air Tours.
You'd see glaciers, you'd see very tall mountains, the tallest in North America. You'd see wildlife as well, grizzly bears, mountain sheep, and different forms of wildlife up there. You would see the largest protected area in North America.
This is obviously famous for its glacier. So how big is this glacier and how long has it been here?
Well, it's a combination of multiple glaciers. It is roughly 1 million square miles in area. And it ranges from a base of around 3,000 feet, and it goes up to about 8,000 feet for the depth of the glaciers.
And is this glacier constantly growing, or is it actually retreating now?
It's a combination of both, actually. The glacier grows, and it also retreats at the same time, depending on the climate. At the foot of the glaciers, you'll see the glacier surging forward and also retreating back, depending on year to year.
And anything live up there?
Yeah, you'll get mountain sheep that live up there as well, and different types of animals. Sometimes you'll see bears up in the area as well, and a wide range of wildlife as well. So,
what's the best time of year to come and see it? I mean, actually, is it a good time to see it in winter, or do you really need to come when the light's here in the summer?
The best time is actually the summertime, because the daylight. I recommend either early in the morning or late afternoon is the best time throughout the summer to see the glaciers, because mid-afternoon you get a lot of weather coming in from the ocean coming up, and it causes a lot of cloud layer over the ice fields.
You say you've got the biggest mountain in North America here. Can I go and see that if I go on an air tour?
Yeah, we offer a Logan Super Tour. It's 120 minutes. We get you right up close to the mountain, and you can get a good perspective of how large this mountain is. And it's not necessarily the height that is really large, it's the base and the mass of the mountain itself.
You say this mountain's actually got a bigger mass than Everest?
Yes, as far as the base goes, and height is not taller than Everest, but the base of it is way larger than Everest. It's quite a bit bigger, yes.
What sort of plane do we fly in to go over the glacier and have a look at this?
You'll be flying either a Cessna 206 or a Cessna 207. And it's a four-seater plus a pilot. It has more than enough range to do what we need to do around here for sure.
And you're obviously up here kind of, you know, a lot of the time. So what do you love about it?
I love that I can wake up in the morning and look out my window and see the mountains and just have the best place. I think it's the most beautiful place in Canada to be living, for sure.
What about during the winter, though? Because obviously you don't have an awful lot of light during the winter. Does it get a little bit boring?
Not really, yeah. There's lots to keep ourselves busy around here. People try to have activities. There's a rendezvous in Whitehorse, and there's ice fishing and a lot of different stuff to do in the Yukon in the winter as well, yeah. The Northern Lights are beautiful, and skidooing is amazing, too. To go up there and skidoo is a good experience as well.
So if someone was to come to the Yukon for a visit then, what do you think are the things they absolutely must do?
They have to go to Dawson City. They have to see the ice glaciers as well. And they have to experience the people and the scenes, for sure.
That's Calvin Gillings from Kluane Glacier Air Tours. For more information, visit travelyukon.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.